on Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week. Are employees as productive while telecommuting? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Timothy D. Golden, professor of enterprise management and organization, delves into this question.
Telecommuting is a widely popular work mode that has been experiencing rapid worldwide growth. However, despite telecommuting's growing popularity, its effect on job performance has been a subject of ongoing public debate. Does telecommuting impact the job performance of employees? Research I've conducted with colleagues indicates that the answer lies in understanding how much telecommuting is conducted, as well as the nature of the job and its characteristics. My research shows that the extent of telecommuting plays a major role in determining any influence that telecommuting may have. The experience of telecommuters who spend a small amount of time per week working away from the office are likely to differ dramatically from the experiences of those who telecommute more extensively. Second, not all jobs are alike, and it is important to account for characteristics of the job when determining if telecommuting will impact performance. My research shows that for telecommuters who hold complex jobs, for those in jobs involving low levels of interdependence with others, and for those in jobs with low levels of social support, the extent of telecommuting has a positive association with job performance. In other words, for individuals in these types of jobs, their performance benefits by telecommuting extensively away from the office. In the end, this research found that telecommuting has either a positive or neutral impact on job performance, even for extensive telecommuters across a wide variety of job characteristics. Given the many reported benefits of telecommuting, such as work-family flexibility and job satisfaction, additional research is needed so that we can fully harness this increasingly common way of working.
That was Timothy D. Golden of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.